You're listening to Higher Ed Social, the podcast, episode zero. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie.
And today we're going to kind of introduce our podcast. This is obviously episode zero, so I guess we're going to get a mulligan if we screw this one up.
This is the one that people generally skip over anyway, so
generally,
we can do whatever we want.
Right. No one's going to listen to this one because we don't actually have a guest. And that's one of the things that we hope we're going to have for every show is a guest.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about higher education, we're going to talk about people's day jobs, and we're going to talk about fun and what people do, and we're going to have nerd talk, and we're going to have all kinds of fun things.
Yeah, we're excited about it. If you want a guest, feel free, shoot us an email. You're welcome to contact us. We want you to have some fun.
So yeah, here we go. Higher Ed Social, episode zero. Anyway, I figured we'd kind of talk about ourselves a little bit and introduce ourselves if you don't know who we are. I'll let Jackie go first.
Cool. Thank you, sir. So I'm Jackie Vetrano, previously brought into this high ed web family, if you will, through my job as web and social media coordinator at Genesee Community College in New York. But now I currently work for a company called Merit, also known as Merit Pages, which is a great company that collaborates with higher education institutions to simultaneously recognize students for being amazing on campus while sending out press releases to their hometown newspapers. So you marketing department friends, you know what I'm talking about. When that dean's list goes out, and tons of parents are calling in angry because their kid was not listed in their local paper, Merit helps to solve that problem. I swear I'm not, Merit does not sponsor this podcast, but that's what we do.
I'm Logan Bishop. I work at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, and I work in the Office of University Marketing and Public Relations. I am the point person, I would say, for social media at Belmont University. So I work with a whole team of folks to run the university's primary social media accounts, and I also work with folks around campus to help their social media rock. I also do video projects around campus, do some digital marketing, email marketing, that kind of fun stuff. And, you know, I also am known for doing the occasional volunteer work and all that kind of stuff around campus. So lots of fun, lots of interesting things going on at Belmont. I guess we're going to get to kind of where we're going to talk, the stuff we're going to talk about today. So I know Jackie had some ideas about what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what higher, like the state of higher education, social media, marketing, all that kind of fun stuff.
That's pretty much the big general umbrella, I think. But I thought that we would talk about what's new, because we're new as we are at episode zero. So we get to do whatever we want. We're new. We're little podcast babies.
Get to do whatever we want anyway, because that's our podcast.
Point. That is true. And my mom's listening, so we can't do anything we want. We can do most things, but not. Hey, Mom. But I figured we'd talk about being new and what's new in social media, in higher education, because a lot of us here rely on being up to date on what's up. Now I can just look at Yik Yak to see what's new.
Oh, Yik Yak. Yik Yak is so much fun.
I'm not saying let's talk about it right now. If we want to, we're welcome to. But I was going to just ask you, Logan, like, what's new at Belmont? What's the big new thing for social media? Have you tried any new campaigns, new strategies that were really awesome?
One of the bigger things that we've done is we've expanded our social media street team. We call it the Boulevard team. And there's kind of an inside joke because Belmont is on Belmont Boulevard. And the Boulevard team and the Boulevard team is a street team. So, yeah.
Street. Yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
The witty, the puns. The
I know.
Puns.
That
probably helps your students, though, feel the love.
It does. It does.
Better than just like social media crew or
Right.
Intern.
So we grew them from 7 or 8 students to 14.
When do you have to plant these students in order to grow them?
We plant them at the beginning of the fall semester.
Ah.
So we take applications, we do interviews. About halfway through the semester, we hire them, even though they're volunteers. We actually choose them. We want students that care and students that are motivated and students that like are go-getters. And they actually help us with everything from social media to doing fun things like helping us test stuff, giving us feedback on kind of what the university is doing marketing-wise. They also help us monitor social media and let us know kind of what the pulse is of the student body, which is just amazing. And they're great students. And if they're listening to this, you guys rock. And, but anyway, they're really awesome. So that's something that we've kind of expanded this year. We also have moved on to SoundCloud, which is a social network that you don't really see a lot of colleges doing. Harvard has a great account that they use for news and such, and I think they do some podcasts too. What we do is we do two things. Belmont, we post sound bites from news events, which is great, speeches, all that kind of fun stuff. And we put them directly into the news stories. And the reason why is because while video is awesome, audio, I think, is an up-and-coming thing on the web. You're starting to see more and more things become viral that way. And I hate the word viral, and we're not going to go into that because that's another show. But we also do a cool thing because one of the reasons why we got onto SoundCloud is because we were noticing that in our class of Facebook groups for our students would share their music. Belmont's a very music-driven school. We have a great music business program and a great school of music. And students create content. They have songs, they have albums, they have EPs, and they put them on SoundCloud. What we do is students will submit a song to us, and we will put that song on a playlist. And we do a playlist every semester. The last playlist had like 40 songs on it. Don't quote me on that, but it was definitely more than 30 and probably less than 50. So 40-ish, somewhere around there. Had a lot of great songs. Very diverse number of songs. They have instrumentals, classical kind of stuff, hip-hop, rap, a little dubstep.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was great. Country music, of course, which is a big
thing
about it.
And so I only know, obviously, that you are a big music school because one of your students is a big-time celebrity on The Voice.
Really?
Miss Jessie Pitts.
Yes, she's on The Voice.
So
well, she
that's
was
pretty
on
cool.
The Voice. She was voted off, but she's a wild card tonight. We'll find out. You guys will know by then whether she'll make it, but who knows?
Yeah.
She is very talented, but we also have a lot of talented alums too.
And is this where I like egg you on to just talk more about Belmont? Like,
oh yeah, I mean,
because we're trying to gain listeners,
you know,
here.
Trisha Yearwood, you know, Brad.
I don't
Paisley,
know if we want to just like talk about Belmont the whole time.
Well, you asked me what was new in social media, so
That is new, and you know, I think we're seeing a lot of those. These, I guess you call it a stream team, but essentially these groups of students who really want to get involved with social media versus the student who is a work study that just wants to get paid and doesn't care what they're doing as long as they have a job, which is fine for our students that are eligible to do that sort of work. But when you grab those students that actually want to start learning about social, I think that's where you really can take off. And so it's awesome to hear that your street team has expanded and that you're holding interviews and applications, and you have to tell students, you have to turn them away almost to be a part of this team, which is fantastic. So I know another thing too that's popping up, sort of not as new, but still new and I think worth trying, is handing over the keys to your Instagram account or your Twitter account and making it very well known that your student or, you know, student John is taking over Instagram this week. Have you tried that with your Belmont Street team? Have you dared try to just completely hand over the keys?
No.
All right. Well, that was a great question that I had, clearly.
Well, here's why. And I say no with an asterisk next to it. The street team goes to various events around campus and helps us create content. And they also help us plan stuff. Like they plan what we're going to do for the next week, what we want to cover, that kind of stuff. And they also help us with larger campaigns as to, you know, is this cool or not? You know, that kind of thing. Or, you know, well, if it's not cool, well, tell us what would be cool.
You know, we have seen like a lot of success with this, I think. I've seen a lot of campuses do this, countless presentations of social media managers and web coordinators come up and say, yeah, I don't ever touch our Instagram account and it's 100% run by our students and they're super receptive to it. So it's clear. I mean, you know, this is at your discretion. You're the boss, but
yeah.
I definitely think there's value in it. For sure. Your students are going to relate to obviously other students. They think that they're the coolest and then the old people are super lame, which is where I had that really cool advantage of being the young hip web coordinator and I still couldn't get any engagement, but that's okay.
But here's what I say when I add that little asterisk that I was talking about. For instance, our Instagram account, it is 70% generated by the Boulevard team. We have an iMessage kind of chat role kind of thing, group message on our phones. And the students essentially
on
a phone, our mobile internet devices, the students will literally post the picture to that or text it to me. And then I'll post it to the university account. They usually come up with a caption, at least that's what I'm kind of getting them to do. And we give them credit. So we tag the student in the picture, giving them a photo credit in as the first comment. So usually the first comment is photo by, and then their name there so that they get some notoriety for the photos that they take. So to say that the students have nothing to do with our Instagram account is, you know, not true. They actually generate so much of it. But at the same time, everything has to go through me or one of my counterparts around campus. That goes for Facebook, Twitter too, when they have suggestions for things for us to post. They do have a Tumblr account that they generate completely on their own, though it's tied to our Instagram account, so stuff that we post on Instagram goes to that. But what they do is they simply drop it into the drafts folder and then I approve it and then post it. And the reason for that is, like I said, it's accountability. I can't put that kind of accountability on a student. Like, it's just not. Now, on a college level or in a department level, I think it's different. But when you're dealing with a university, we want to be careful. Not saying that students can't do it right, but I mean,
I definitely think that's on a campus by campus basis.
Well, what company? I mean, if you're, you know, I'm just going to pick on a company in Nashville. If you're Sony, are you going to give an intern the keys to your?
It happens. It happens.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. So, well, stuff happens, but stuff also happens with our professionals that accidentally tweet from the wrong account and things like that. So, I don't know. I'm going to give credit to the students on this one. I don't know your students personally, but I like to give them that opportunity not only to engage with their community on campus, but give them a killer resume boost as they go on to graduate, because I'm all about student development too. I think it's great.
Well, I think I'm still accomplishing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're getting content out there. People are clearly loving it. As humans, we don't read anymore. We love pictures. So this is why you're listening to this podcast. You don't want to look at our faces. You want to read what we're saying. You're not going to read our blog because we don't have a blog.
But technically, it's WordPress.
You're going to listen to this podcast, which I think is great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But I was excited to talk about some new stuff. I think that's cool insight. I saw some cool new idea that I've never seen before. I like to give some props to some schools that are doing some cool new things that I've never seen. Flagler College, so cool. You guys probably have seen this. I think it went around a little bit. But they not only just, you know, jumped on their Facebook page. It's finals week. They threw up some cool pictures of, like, you know, where's everybody? Oh, wait, they're in the library. We're studying. And they encouraged their audience to leave some words of encouragement for students that are studying and cramming for finals, because we know that students obviously don't have to cram because they've been paying attention all year, right? All semester.
Of course.
So, you know, they got a ton of engagement because who wouldn't want to just jump in there and say good luck? Maybe it's friends and family. Maybe it's alumni. Maybe it's fellow classmates. But they went one step further and not only put it on a Facebook wall, but they put it on literal walls. They printed out these messages and stuck them all over campus. Like, quick, easy, simple, and it's so cool. And everyone, I mean, I'm talking about it, so that of course means everybody's talking about it.
We're making go viral.
Viral, yep, yes, we just did that.
This is the air quotes viral.
We just did it because we've reached a third level of influence from the original content source.
Right.
Considering if we have one listener that isn't you and I, Logan, and I know my mom's listening, so we just got them to go viral.
Well, technically, your mom is part of your network, so.
Right, but they're not part of the Flagler network.
That's true.
So it's fine. It happened. It just happened. We just did it. We went viral. We made something go viral. So there's your lesson. So now we don't even need episode one. We achieved our goal at episode zero. That's how good we are.
Apparently. But, you know.
So I'm impressed. I like this kind of stuff. It doesn't have to have shiny bells and whistles. It can be as simple as printing stuff in Times New Roman font on standard 8.5 by 11 paper and tape. That's all they needed was tape.
However, if you do it in Comic Sans, we're going to judge you.
Right. That is where I will not talk about you on this podcast if anything involves Comic Sans.
That also goes for Papyrus, too.
My inner, like, third grade Egypt project is crying a little bit. Like, in third grade when I had to do a whole project about Egypt.
It should cry because it should be embarrassed about it.
I mean, I guess I will say that as a, you know, in my very early years of life, when I was, like, so cool and had a desktop computer and, like, none of my friends did, I did use Comic Sans on some birthday invitations.
But it's a birthday invitation. That's okay. A birthday invitation is okay.
Thank God. I thought my whole life was over.
Of course, you know, I'm still going to judge you because you could have used, like, Helvetica or something, but and still have gotten the point across and it been way more beautiful.
I was young. I was ignorant. I didn't know any better.
But, you know, at least it wasn't brush script. I think if that's one that no one ever remembers because everyone. Yeah, see? You don't remember what brush script is. No, you'll know it when you see it.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. I think brush script is the one that everyone in the world has decided is worse than Comic Sans, so no one ever talks about it.
Oh. Well, we just talked about it.
Yeah.
We just made another thing go viral.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God. We just made Comic Sans go viral and brush script.
This is going to end up being the title of this episode.
No one is going to listen anymore. We lost every single listener because of that.
Whatever.
All right. We'll probably have another episode zero, like 0.5. Maybe.
No, we won't. The next one will actually be episode one.
One last chance to get viewers and, well, listeners.
Yeah,
in theory,
that's right.
Viewers, because they have to view the screen to click the play button. So I'm going to go with it.
Whatever. It's listeners. And we want listeners because you guys rock. People that listen to us, hopefully we can get you to be on the show too. Because, you know, Higher Ed Social isn't, it's going to be just fun. I mean, that's kind of the idea. We want people that enjoy what they do and also want to talk a little bit about other stuff, like, you know, fun nerdy things or, you know,
what you do at 6 o'clock at night after you get home from work.
Yeah, what do you do at 6 o'clock at night?
What do I do? On any given day, it generally involves my couch. For sure. I am a reality television show junkie. Admittedly, I watch a lot of bad TV. But recently, speaking of new things and new habits, I picked up knitting because I just feel like that's a skill I should have. For some reason, I guess growing up as a kid, my grandma, she would knit everything. And so I thought it was like this really hard thing because my grandma's old and wise and wonderful. I learned that it's really not that challenging. Not that my grandma is not wise, but just that I thought she was more wise than she was based on her knitting ability. So I knit now, and I am currently knitting a very soft blanket for a ? Recipient. Maybe that's it. We'll do a giveaway. We'll get listeners by doing giveaways. I'll give away my first ever knitted blanket that I made.
Nice.
Do that. So, you know, all bets are off on what this thing's going to look like. I don't even know if it's big enough, truthfully, but we're just going to go with it. So,
hey, I'm sitting next to a fire right now. It's very nice because it's cold because I went for a run right after work in, you know, lower 40 degree weather. That's something that I've actually picked up in the last few months is running, because I spent a lot of time sitting around doing nothing. So it's time to go out and do something.
That's a whole show in itself, because we all sit at desks all day. How do you stay fit at work? That's a show.
Or stay fit in general, just for the simple fact that, man, it's hard. It's hard for us because, you know, for us social media people, and I mean, it goes for anyone.
Just for the social media people. It's not hard for anybody else. It's just us. We have terrible lives.
I don't
lives.
Know. The fitness and recreation people in student affairs, they stay pretty fit.
That is a good point. And yeah, student activities, they are running around. They just are on bounce houses all day. You student activities folks, you did it right.
Oh, you got all fun. The perks. Your whole job is about fun.
Yeah. And then you also know? Get to sometimes grab social media too, because you just jump in and make your own Facebook page. And that's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
So we picked the wrong jobs. What are we doing here? We should go get new jobs right now.
I don't know. I kind of love my job.
Well, I'm going to go get a new job then, because I want to go bounce in a bounce house.
So hopefully we can. Hopefully we're going to have a whole bunch of people from not just you know, higher education, web and marketing, and you know, IT and all that kind of stuff, which is fun. We're going to definitely have those folks. But I'd love to get.
We're
going to
have the people that are more fun than us.
Yeah, people from
that at least they think they're more fun than us. We're going to tell them that they are, because we're like, yeah, you do bounce houses and like engage with students face to face, but really we have the most fun. Let's be real. But yeah, we're looking pretty much to just highlight all of higher education, even if you were in higher ed and now you're not in higher ed, aka me, you can totally show up on our show. We don't really care. We just want to have a ton of fun here. We don't want to take up too much of your day. Even if you like click play while you're getting work done and you zone out the whole time, if we helped you be productive during the day, hey, we'll take that. We'll definitely take that. But definitely re-listen to us like later at night. Like before you fall asleep or something.
You could fall asleep to it. You could play it and make your child.
You probably could. I won't sing a lullaby because that would not make you sleep. That would make you just stay awake and in pain. But
well, you know, some people enjoy scratching their ears at night. Listen, you know, in pain.
To each their own. To each their own, man.
Okay. Well, today's show was brought to you by no one because we have
absolutely
no sponsors.
No one.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Logan's wallet and
Jackie's mom.
Patient. Well,
oh, that too. Yeah.
Jackie's patience. Is a big thing.
Yeah, I think that's a major sponsor of this podcast is Jackie's patience.
Because, you know.
For sure.
Anyway, thanks
but
for...
feel free to contact us via Twitter. My Twitter is Jackie Vetrano, all one word. And Logan is just Logan.
Yeah, Logan with a U.
Yes.
Which makes no sense. It's Lougan.
Because you put the U in Logan.
Since 1981.
Oh, well.
Yay.
I can't say that I think you should use that ever again. I won't advise it, but for the sake of the explanation, I guess I'll let it slide. There are no U's in my name, so I can't even make the same joke.
No. Nope.
There is an I.
There's an I in Jackie.
There is an I in Jackie. So there you go. There's a U in Logan and an I in Jackie. And we're happy that you stuck it out with us. Thank you.
Yeah, for 26 minutes. That's
you deserve a medal.
If you have made it all the way through this, you rock.
If you want some sort of sticker or acknowledgement of the fact that you made it to the end of this podcast, let us know. We will do that because we can do that.
You know, I think we're supposed to like roll some kind of music here.
Oh, right. So this is where the music plays. So,
there's
thanks again for listening to episode 0.
Episode 0 of Higher Ed Social.
Does episode 0 like take off? Like I feel like when it's at 0, it just doesn't move. It's like ground 0. Like we just laid the foundation. And if this is the foundation, tower is going to be pretty wobbly. But that's okay. Because I'm not an engineer and Logan's not an architect.
Nope. But I know architects.
So that's the same thing. We can build a building. Thanks again, folks, and we'll talk to you soon.